Hi there. The word for you today is on recognizing and walking in God's will. In Colossians 3:15 we read, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." Let's begin by saying, don't run the red light. When it comes to God's will, timing is so important, all important. So wait until He opens the door, because Revelation 3:7 says, "What God opens, no one can shut, and what God shuts, no one can open." Hey, and nor would you want to. Impatience, or acting independently of God, or, as they say, rushing in where angels fear to tread, that'll get you into trouble every time. God doesn't ask for your opinion. He asks for your obedience. Big difference. Red lights are part of His strategy. A closed door is actually as important as an open door when God's in control. We may not enjoy closed doors, but we need them. God closed doors to Paul in Asia and Bithynia, then opened the door for him to Macedonia. You read it in Acts chapter 16. And here's another thought. Heed the umpire's call. The Holy Spirit's role in your life is vital. He alone knows God's mind, so He takes the guesswork out of your search. Jesus said, John 16:13, "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will disclose to you what is going to happen or what's to come." So develop a heightened sensitivity to the Holy Spirit's promptings by consulting Him on even the small issues. Remember also, you don't have to be an authority on theology. You're already fully qualified. The Bible says, let me read this to you, Romans 8:14, "The true children of God are those who let God's Spirit lead them." Are you a child of God, redeemed by His blood? Yes. Then you're capable of being led by Him. And you know what? God will bring a deep sense of peace to your heart once He gets you on track. Paul writes, "Let the peace," I'm reading from the Amplified, "let the peace from Christ rule," quote, "act as umpire continually," end of quote, "in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds." Isn't that great? So let God's peace in your heart, quote, "make the calls all along the way." If you do that, you'll never go wrong.